saving money on everything for your projects. Now at Menards, we have it all for garden and landscaping essentials. Visit our outdoor garden center today and update your backyard space. Grid Accents lattice panels have a timeless design with an innovative design that's simple to install and requires almost no maintenance. Save big on lattice panel options at Menards. View our entire selection of garden center products today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Or your grandma here with us, making carne asada.
She does love a cold Corona.
Throw in some dancing.
We can watch the game.
I'll drink to that.
So a backyard concert with football, food, dancing, and Corona?
And your grandma.
Or we could keep it simple.
Simple is good. Want a Corona?
Thanks. Salud to the perfect day.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Mark and Sarah talk about songs. They talk about songs.
I was thinking after recent episodes that we really could rename this show Mark and Sarah Talk About Schlongs, and it would still be a fairly accurate title, but we also mostly talk about songs. I am your co-host, Mark Blankenship, and with me on the mic, as ever, is... I would say our hip-hop impresario, the and only Sarah D. Bunting. What's up, Sarah?
Oh, what up, Mark? Hello, listeners. Welcome to episode 126, when we will be discussing LL Cool J's Mama Said Knock You Out, which, I mean, who among us within the last week has not heard the word comeback and said... with the same sort of motion as a reflex hammer to the knee, don't call it a comeback. X has been here for years.
Well, and with that, without further ado, I think we just need to immediately jump into the clip.
Yeah, and, we sure do. Here we go. This is still such a banger. It's such a banger. I looked it up on Wikipedia and was surprised to see that this was classified as golden age hip hop, but I guess I should just get used to that shit because I'm old. but this, I mean, I don't know if you watched any of the US Open tennis this year, but when they paired this song with Serena Williams, it was like one of the most perfect marriages of the culture of like cultural not art. She's not an artifact, she is a, you know, warrior human, but it was just like, oh, of course, especially since so much of the culture's attitude towards Serena has been this reductive, fearful, oh my god, Becky, look at her butt, from
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
And I have become increasingly let's say reliant on Serena's badassery to give me hope in the last year or two of like lady history, let's say, that it's like this just like matters are not improving and no one is listening and we can't get justice, but Serena, like Serena, who obviously is 10 feet tall and has all the time in the world to deal with my problems. Like there's just something about her existence that is strength and hope giving. And it was really cool to see her in a commercial with this as the soundtrack. But there's also the fact that this was a, I think this was really a comeback for LL Cool J, And it was like almost 30 years ago. And he's
God,
like,
yeah.
still rattling around. I mean, I don't know, like this song and its ability to stay in the culture and still be a reference that people were making fairly consistently since it dropped is amazing.
There's a pretty good chance that there are people who will say, don't call it a comeback without understanding what they're referencing.
Yes, agree. And then there's like the second meta layer to this song, which is all of the many samples, which include James Brown's Funky Drummer, this group called the Chicago Gangsters, which are like Cool in the Gang, but the 70s Cool in the Gang. There's a Sly and the Family Stone sample. There's the Humpty Dance apparently is in here somewhere.
I mean, why not?
And on top of that, there's sprung rhythm to the rhyme in the Manly Hopkins sense. That's right. English major reporting for duty. That the way he like overlaps the rhymes into the next line with complete just like very authoritative. He's very pissed off, but in this like sexy drill sergeant porn way. I don't really know what that means in my notes, but let's just go with it. And it got me thinking, I'm sorry that we keep referring to Any Given Sunday, which I on this podcast, not least some of the music from it, but there's something about LL Cool J's pronunciation of the word Crozier. That's the character played by Aaron Eckhart. I actually pulled a clip because there is something so full and like he just bites off certain consonants, and anyone whose name is even similar to Crozier, like Frasier, like I'll be like, you don't know what you're talking about, Crozier. Let's hear a clip, and perhaps I could do a better job of explaining after that why I'm so into his enunciation.
Guys, we won. You know, what's the point here?
The point is I'm trying to fucking get paid. That's the point.
No, the point is if we don't win, you're not going to be able to do your chip and dip commercials, okay?
What the fuck do you know? You're an
offensive coordinator, Crozier.
Jesus Christ.
You're an offensive coordinator, Crozier.
Crozier. And he waits that little beat, just that one beat. So it's just Crozier. Makes it extra sweet.
Like the sound of this song is... Given when it came out, they were about to sort of get away from how heavy and full and expensive this sounded. And like the samples that I listed is like, that's not a complete list. Like this song must have cost a fortune just in rights clearances. And the video is amazing. And it just is like... it just is this like battle cry, but in the best possible way. I will say this is it goes on a little bit too long. He kind of literally runs out of things to say and just starts making sound effects like 80% of the way
through.
By
the end of the video, he's just going, damn,
damn, boom, blow. How you like me now? Like we liked you fine at 3:30. Out here in the 4-minute range, I think maybe you just need to fade out and stop. But I have always loved this song, and I wish that I had thought to sort of write down what I thought about it when it first came out, because I do wonder if anyone, including NCIS LA star LL Cool J, would have thought that this was how it was going to go for this song or for him.
Yeah. So many things to say that, well, first of all, I do agree with you that this song does go on a bit long, because by the time we get to the fourth verse, he's just, at one point he just goes, damn, ooh. And it's kind
and it's
of
not
like,
even on the beat. He's just like, oh, like and, looking around for the cue cards.
Well, and you know how in the song It Takes Two by Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock, at
sure.
one point he just goes, you talking to me? No. Oh. You talking to me? No. Oh. It's just, I feel like there's a certain There is a certain improvisatory quality to this song that makes it clear that it came out in 1990, because the 80s and late 70s hip hop always had that shaggy improvisatory quality, because a lot of it was created at a party. And what you're about to get rid of almost completely, I feel like, in commercially successful hip hop is that sense of I'm just standing here spitting it as I go. And I don't know, I'm not much.
And
I'm
some
not
of the, some of the cutting was happening. I did have a note about this, that JVC Force, who did Strong Island and like a lot of songs that you're not aware that you knew. They were they're out of Long Island in the late 80s. And they have the same sprung rhymes and the same, like Kurt Cazell, their cutter, would be cutting like live to tape.
Mm.
And sometimes the MCs are just like, they're just like 4 minutes into the song and they were tight as a drum for 3.5 minutes. And then they just start doing shout outs to everybody else on the label because it's supposed to be a 5 minute track and they like don't know what else to do.
Or that, I guess that's also when you just get like Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Brooklyn. So a song like California Love, clearly.
Everybody say hey. Oh. Yeah.
So it's
but
like
I agree with you that shagginess, it's a little too bad that I'm not sure we're gonna be able to go back to that in terms of commercially successful tracks.
The shagginess and the feeling like it's just people having fun and clowning a little bit. Because I feel like there's something about these lyrics, and I understand that the song is so hard in its sound, and that he is like talking about how he's gonna blast a cap in everybody, and the video is him like boxing and looking very fit and menacing, and there's like 51 scenes of him spitting water out during the video.
Yeah, like okay, we got it.
But one of the reasons that I think this song has survived is because I feel like it is also that it is aggressive, but it is also a little bit of a joke. I mean, the phrase "Mama said knock you out" is fundamentally funny, and I think that there's something about the way that the lyrics in this song work where, I mean, he's like, you get to the point where you would know when somebody is just clowning around, like they're boasting, but it's kind of like ah, ha, ha. Like shadow boxing when I heard you on the radio, huh? Okay.
Well, and also he lists every single weapon that he's like, I'm gonna shoot you, and there'll be a bomb, and I'm probably gonna like try to poison you, and there'll be a voodoo doll, like every single. But like, I'm gonna run you over with the car, and then I'm gonna reverse and run you over again. Like his grandma literally told him to knock out
Cool Mo D.
Yeah. And it's just, I'm going to knock you out. And I think that you make an excellent point that we are also in sort of the history of rap, which, like, what do I know? And again, listeners, please, is there a book? Is there a thesis I can read? I feel like I need to stop pulling things out of my ass and actually refer to a tome of some kind. But it seems like shortly after this, when people were talking about like taking a Tech N9ne to the competition, it was no longer a metaphor.
Well, because you've got gangster rap was starting to emerge around this time, and especially with the release of The Chronic a few years after this, and some of the Eazy-E stuff, like NWA was already on the scene at this point, but these are songs that were coming from people's direct lived experience of really rough neighborhoods. And so when they were talking about violence and drugs, they were speaking about what they grew up with. But when LL Cool J gets on the mic and says he's going to make the tears rain down like a monsoon, it has the feeling of being more generalized and a little bit more performative and a little bit more playful. Now, that's not to say that there's no performativity in gangster rap. But the message that was being sold by the art in that point was, this is a slice of my actual life. And with LL Cool J, it's more just like, I'm going to be giving you hardness, realness. And there's a certain type of like masculine drag that's going on here. And I like, and I think that that's one of the reasons that this song has remained so popular. Again, it's because it's not about anything specific. It's just about the general feeling that we all have, male or female, of wanting to be aggressive sometimes. That's why it's a perfect song for a Serena commercial. Like, this is a song that is about the general sense that we want to just like kick ass in the world, but it's just playful enough that we can enjoy it without feeling like we're co-signing any kind of violence that's real. And I think that's also underscored by the fact that the very last thing that happens in the video, I don't know if you rewatched the video, but the last thing that happens is his grandmother, who inspired the song in the first place, comes down the stairs and tells him to take out the garbage.
Yes.
So it's like this guy who's been spending the last 5 minutes saying, blam, pow, ooh, wow. At the end, it's like, go take out the garbage. So it puts it back into proportion in a way that is enjoyable.
Yeah, there's it is aggression and it is competition, but it's like there is a darkness that is not present, and there is often
that's well said.
There is often a like misogyny and like a you know, this was present throughout music at this time, like not really with grunge, but like rock, like Guns N' Roses, like there was definitely that, like, you know, we men are doing battle for the soul of the culture, and you bitches shut up and make me a pot pie.
Yes.
So that is not present because his grandmother told him to knock you out, and he is doing what his grandma said.
Yeah, like fundamentally, like, it is in fact
like there's
the
this
warrior
weird
queen.
Respect for family, even though he's like, I am going to put you at the bottom of a well and then drop a dirty bomb down there. And
but
then
you
I'm
know what?
Take
it's
the garbage out.
It's because my mama told me to. It's like Volumnia in Coriolanus. It's like the warrior queen is controlling ultimately the man. And you know what? As these things go, there's only just the lightest
amount. Can we just
amount.
Stop for a moment? There was a Coriolanus reference in this podcast. Where is our fucking MacArthur Grant? Come on. I'll just sit in your bot. You're not. I don't know if you're wrong. I just work here. Dramaturgically speaking, I am at a loss. That was awesome. Well done.
Oh, thank you. And also, as these things go, there's just the lightest soupçon of homophobia, which for 1990 in rap, that's great. Because at one point he does say...
the curve we
say,
had to grade on.
What does he say? Something about, show me a sissy... Hold on, I've got the lyrics pulled up in front of me. I'm trying
to
find it.
Oh, that's not
pass
my favorite.
Pass me a sissy so suckers I'll slay him. You know, like, okay. As these things go... I'll give you a pass. It was 1990. Fine.
I mean, and sissy is almost like charmingly vintage in how gentle it is. And it's like, please send the confirmed bachelor to rap battle me at the hour of 4 o'clock p.m.
You can't handle more of me if you're a friend of Dorothy.
I think we have to end the episode now. Mark and Sarah Talk About Songs is hosted by Mark Blankenship and Sarah D. Bunting, and edited by Sarah D. Bunting. That's me. Need to talk to Mark and Sarah about song requests, ads, or birthday readings? Email us at talkaboutsongs@gmail.com, tweet us at TalkSongs, or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/mastass.podcast. To become a supporter and producer of the podcast, visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/mastass. And as always, thank you for listening. My voice is a time bomb. When the MIC all the phones inside my palm. The rappers you will never see sweat. This dry idea you will never forget. We're doing damage.
Mark and Sarah talk about songs. They talk about
talk about songs.
Saving money on everything for your projects. Now at Menards. We have it all for garden and landscaping essentials. Visit our outdoor garden center today and update your backyard space. Grid accents lattice panels have a timeless design with an innovative design that's simple to install and requires almost no maintenance. Save big on lattice panel options at Menards. View our entire selection of garden center products today on Menards.com.
Save big money at
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.